Who's the best boss you ever had? How did they inspire you, influence you, impact your leadership? My name is Diane Scott, and I'm on a journey to research, rethink, and redefine your leadership. What makes this podcast different from other podcasts is that we think that we've discovered the essence of what makes the best bosses. During my last 20 years as an executive coach, I have been fortunate to have spoken with many people who are some of the greatest world global leaders. Inevitably, at some time during our coaching, they refer to somebody as, quote, their best boss they ever had. This person inspired them, saw something in them that nobody else saw. They weren't the easiest boss, but they made their leadership better and they influenced their leadership for their current role and the people that they lead in their roles and so on and so on. So I thought I was on to something. So I started asking people, like, tell me about your best boss. What I heard was a really interesting set of pretty much similar consequences and circumstances. They were great. They cared about me as a human. They helped me as a person. They always wanted to know how I was doing. They inspired me. I mean, it's literally again and again, the same piece that best bosses prioritize their people in order to get outcomes. They don't prioritize outcomes and hope that people get them. So you see, best bosses, they always deliver on the outcome, but it's actually the way that they get their outcomes, which makes them unique. They know that they have to deliver the financials, the accountables, the engagement scores, the client satisfaction scores. They know all that. But what they have decided is that their primary outcome, actually almost their only outcome, is their people. Making them better, they are successful. And by the way, they also get outcomes. So I'm on a journey to see if this is, I can research this, if I can quantify it, if I can get podcasts of some of the greatest leaders in the world who are best bosses. By the way, they're rare, just starting to say it. And people who have stories about best bosses and literally the public who really has something to say about this. Because when I talk about this subject, everybody lights up. It's like I'm asking them about their best holiday they ever had. They're enthusiastic. This is something that the public wants. So I'm doing a podcast. I'm going to do some blogs. What I really need is for you now is to submit your story of your best boss. You don't need to include your name or their name or your information or any of the items. But what I'm going to do is going to take all that information, quantify it, and come out with some of the answers of my original hypothesis. I really thank you for listening to this initial podcast. I look forward to hearing you in future podcasts in your submissions again. And thank you and welcome to The Best Boss.
Thank you for tuning in to Diane Scott Presents The Best Boss. Research, rethink, and redefine your leadership. We're continuing our journey through the intricacies of leadership, exploring the qualities that make a boss remarkable. Before we part ways, we invite you to continue the conversation with us. Visit DianeScottInc.com to find more resources and episodes and share your best boss story. Until next time, keep rethinking and redefining what leadership means to you.